This is 90.7 FM WGXC.
You're listening to WGXC Accra. What up, Hudson Catskill? 90.7 FM.
February 26, 2025 marks the 14th anniversary of Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM's first terrestrial radio broadcast. As we reflect on this anniversary and the importance and value of free expression, we want to thank all of our contributors and community members for their participation and support. Turn out in person at one of the events this week or tune in throughout the week for special programming. You can also make a one-time donation or commit to a monthly gift to show your investment in and support of our community. Visit wgxc.org/donate now to make your pledge.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Justin Grotlucian of Sri Lanka. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the Singularity Radio program, broadcasting live from our palatial offices of the Casco Makers Syndicate. How is everybody doing today? We are a little late. Sorry, there was technical difficulties that Cody has totally resolved because he's the man. How you doing, Cody? Excellent. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Very good. And to my right is Greg. Greg, how are you?
Great. Oh, it's great to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's get this show on the road. We are a little behind, so anything you guys want to talk about right now? Because believe you me, Mr. Weatherman is angry at the NOAA's closing offices. Because that's not going to be good for anybody.
Are they still aggregating the weather stations? Like, what are they actually doing at this point? Or is that still like, hey, up in the air?
The data's still coming. Everything is still working. We still have satellites in orbit that are operating. They're still beaming down data, and it's still being dispersed. But I don't know what this means. That's the worst part. We don't know how this is going to affect the data that's coming to us. And this is going to affect everybody because all the weather sources, everybody with a weather app in their pocket, everybody that watches the news, all these sources come from the National Weather Service. Either that or they're getting it from Europe. But generally, the NWS is what gives all the data for everybody in the first place.
Or is it like one of those things like the machine will keep going and then just slowly rot?
No, this has to be actively curated every day.
Okay.
So this is going to be like a rapid breakdown if it breaks down.
Interesting.
I mean, we're going to go back to maybe having giving people, say, an hour notice for a tornado to back to, say, having a negative 5-minute notice for a tornado. Because back in the 80s, that was the average. We would tell people a tornado was coming 5 minutes after it hit. Now we can actually predict things for now. So if all the people out there don't want to die from freak weather events, you might want to get a hold of your representative and tell them this is not a good thing. Just a thought.
Well, our representatives were actually part of the problem at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been bought and sold.
Yeah, especially Akeem Jeffries. I was taking a peek at his donors. Not happy with that guy. He's basically being bought off by Israel and Blackwater.
That's right.
So, he is not working for our best interests, and he needs to go. We need to primary him, and that was the nice thing for me to say. He needs more than that, because he's a traitorous little...
Well, pick the lesser of two evils.
I always do, because I always have to. But
there you go.
I'm tired of that.
Let's not have the perfect be the enemy of the good in this case. So,
I'm inclined to agree with that sentiment. However, they're not even good.
Yeah, but I think that's how we ended up with what we have now. If somebody was looking for the perfect when the good would have worked.
Okay. So not perfect. So not right. So many farmers. The farmers are suing our current administration because the USDA information they need to plant their crops isn't available.
That is an interesting...
Yeah. The administration is attacking our farmers. All of them. Our food systems will be destabilized and we're all in trouble in a little while.
So we're going to pull a Soviet Union?
Yeah.
1930?
Yeah. And I mean, here's the fun part. We're not deporting the illegal immigrants that all those people that voted for him wanted to get rid of. So they're still here hanging out, and they're too scared to work. So nobody gets what they want. I want them here and working and happy and healthy. And I don't want, like, to have the entire food chain for the United States be destabilized and watch people start to actually, like, 1940s type starving.
Well, the whole system is unraveling, and I think the curtains are being pulled back on this system that has been dysfunctional for quite some time.
But has it been dysfunctional?
Well, you know, 4 years of Biden, I think, began to realize some things.
Well, I could argue in favor of the Biden administration. Not all things, of course, but I do think economically they The Infrastructure Act, I believe, was helpful. I believe the Inflation Reduction Act was actually helpful. But, you know, those are specifics. I seem to be losing my train of thought.
I don't,
everybody sucks.
I think the larger problem, like, and we're going back to the science show, is that they're defunding all of these people with actual grants, and they're just defunding general science, and that creates a problem. I think that's my feeling on it. You know, they aren't funding science for science sake, and you don't know what's going to be useful in the future or...
Yeah, that, I
any
think
of
that's
that
what,
stuff.
I think that's
I think
what
that
they don't
that's
get.
A larger problem.
They don't know what they don't know and how, what they could be benefiting from.
No, I mean, you think about it, right? Franklin was playing with electricity back in the 1700s. That wasn't really useful until, you know, late 19th century, early 20th century. So you don't know.
What was it? Faraday discovered that he could create a magnetic field by running electricity through something. Or running electricity through a conductor, you could create a magnetic field, and he could generate movement in objects. And a woman said, okay, that's cool, but what good is it? And then he just looked at her and said, well, ma'am, I could ask you, what good is there in a baby? It does nothing, but down the road it could offer infinite potential.
This is true.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I mean, at the same time as everything unraveling... we're making discoveries that are just breathtaking, that, you know, our ability to control could be problematic, like AI, for example. Stephen Hawking said that that's one of the greatest dangers to the survival of human civilization.
Well, I view that as the only evolution of human civilization. Our descendants won't have any biological characteristics. They'll just be technology. At least that's what I believe, because I think, like, eventually, like, all the... Unless we become basically cyborgs, where there's some sort of inherent benefit to having a biological construction that can't be replicated technologically.
I would go with self-preservation.
You don't think there's going to be a small cadre of human beings who have some...
Yes, they will be kept in a zoo as an oddity.
Not a zoo, but...
But why?
But, like...
I mean, you're also assuming that it's...
Their own community.
You would assume that it's that the AI is malevolent or they even care about us.
No, not necessarily. No, I'm saying, like... I'm not saying, like, some evil Skynet's going to take over. I'm saying we are slowly just going to make a million little Skynets, and some are going to be good, some are going to be bad, just like us. And there might be some sort of unity achieved that could lead to a Type 1 civilization... But that's the only way I see that happening. I don't see humans pulling that one off. We're too contentious and uncivil.
What do you mean by Type 1?
We fully harness the power of this planet, and we direct it to our will as one.
Of the planet or the sun?
The sun is a different type, right?
Type 1 is planet, Type 2 is sun, Type 3 is galaxy. Or
galaxy? Or, like, local cluster?
Time to look some stuff up.
Oh, it's not that important.
Well, like I said, if we're going to receive, like, a unity like that, it's got to be, like, some sort of technological connection. We thought maybe the internet was going to do that, but that just made us dumber.
I don't know.
I'm That's freaking out the cat by not letting it dig its claws into this uncovered piece of furniture.
I'm looking through. I know we got some news stories that I posted here. We're going to do an abbreviated defense against the dark arts today, I guess. And the only real tip I got out there for people is New York State likes to limit the type of, let's say, self-defensive weaponry you're allowed to carry, to the point where you're allowed to carry a shotgun, but you are not allowed to carry pepper spray.
Really?
So,
what?
No. Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to actually have it, but you're not allowed to purchase it. There's a lot of weird rules, and here's how the rules go down. If you're an Amazon seller, they're not physically permitted to sell you pepper spray to your location. They won't send it. But if you're an eBay seller, all of this falls upon the seller, and sometimes, well, they just don't know the regulations they're supposed to be following. Anywho.
Couldn't you just go to Vermont?
You sure could. But some people aren't mobile. Some people are stuck in their homes.
Fair enough.
I want everybody to have a chance to at least defend themselves. That's it. That was my piece for the night. Go hit eBay. Screw Amazon. And screw Jeff Bezos. Y'all know it. He's an evil billionaire robber baron that is trying to destabilize your life and rob you of information. Not at all. Oh, enjoy.
Getting back to what you were saying a little while ago about Faraday. So there was a time before people had any clue about electricity. We experienced it. We knew it was out there. But nobody had ever had any clue that it could be harnessed. And now, you know, everything is electricity. So I'm just musing that there's something coming, something out there, some type of energy that could be harnessed in the future that we have no clue even exists yet. Maybe fusion, or maybe, what about dark energy, dark matter? What is that? There's hints about that. We know the equations don't work. But
I just want to say you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
We got to stay compliant.
Sorry,
we missed it on the half hour.
But
that's
what
he started on the half hour.
What are we going to do? Are we going to master the Higgs field? Are we going to be able to actually learn how to control gravity?
Will these things that we're talking about be musings from a bygone era by the time that they're actually taking advantage of these, you know, the things that are in the realm of things that we don't know that we don't know? Which sounds like it's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Aliens.
I mean, if you look at
UFOs,
1800s to 1900s, you know, all of these things like radioactivity.
Right.
And corresponding to those discoveries, relativity, you know, corresponding to those were big changes in, like, world politics, accompanied by wars, accompanied by changes in you know, society, accompanied by... You know, you can go right down the list. Arts, mm-hmm. music, science, all kind of, you know, coming in waves.
All which impacts the way that we think about the world and perceive it, you know. So, you know, there could be a change coming that none of us anticipate.
Like, what if there's, say, a virus that starts reconfiguring brains? And it doesn't have to be a big change either.
Well, that has been happening ever since DNA has become a form of, you know, reproducing.
Mm.
Because viruses have lysogenized or incorporated themselves into DNA. And that's, people have been calling that junk DNA, and that makes up 99% of the DNA. Nobody knows what it does.
A lot of it's actually, some of those sequences are actually expressed. And they're called human endogenous retroviruses.
Yeah, they're good at, like, protein sequencing and stuff. They do have functions that are, like, worthwhile having. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, they would have created an organism not capable of reproducing or not good at reproducing and probably have been filtered out.
And the thing, some of the things that they call junk DNA end up being expression regulators.
Oh, you mean, like...
Things that turn on and off genes within certain types of specialized cells.
Epigenetics.
Like, you wouldn't want... your goblet cells being located in your brain. You want it there because...
Is that how people start growing teeth in their liver?
That is a particular condition, which I knew the name of at some point, but... Yeah, kind of. It's when, you know, it's cells...
Teeth in their vagina?
They don't understand...
That's a thing.
Oh my gosh. There's somebody...
Kate Mulgrew was born like that.
I've seen pictures of... Oh my god. What?
I do believe Kate Mulgrew was born like that. That was like a whole little thing.
With teeth?
Yep.
In her...
Yep.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've seen pictures of people with cysts, like, on their corneas, the whites of their eyes. And it's like skin, and it starts to grow a hair. So they have a hair in their eye.
A
constantly.
Hairy eyeball.
Yeah, a hairy eyeball. That's right.
Oh,
right. Like, on the eyeball?
On their eyeballs, yes. On the whites of their eyes. There's a piece of skin.
Ah!
You know, part of me is, like, tempted to Google this, and then the other part is,
no.
Like, no.
You don't need the nightmares. No. We don't need those nightmares, no. No,
it's
you're just going to wake up...
It's like, it's not infected. It just looks like a wet piece of skin.
It sounds gross and painful.
But it's probably not painful. It's just might be a little uncomfortable. If it was you and you suddenly had an eye, you know, a hair in your eye, but if you were born with it and that was your normal, maybe you wouldn't find it so uncomfortable.
I have all my pieces, all my fingers, all my toes. I am happy. I'm in one piece. Somehow, after all the stupid experiments I've done through the years, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned epigenetics. That's a really interesting one. It's like non-DNA forms of inheritance. And that involves this whole network of histone proteins that surround the DNA and help decide which part of the DNA is actually being expressed.
Yeah.
So once they add like methyl groups to positions in the chromosome, once the actual protein makers go in and sort of unravel it and read the code, they'll skip those sections, and that's how they decide. You know, it's basically the mechanism of how proteins get expressed.
It's believed they can control
DNA
that.
Methylation.
That's why, like, some pregnant women will go on a methylation diet to try to control their epigenetic switches.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
These are words in my brain. I've read it somewhere.
All right. Methylation diet. All right.
What is that?
I guess it. They try to control what genes get regulated and up or down regulated in their own bodies through
diet. As opposed
to
methylated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
methylated.
Better.
I mean, oh my
that's
god.
Better.
That's better. Definitely.
That's what they do to get you to take it.
There you go. That's straight out of the 60s and 50s, man.
Dark leafy greens. When you think folate, think foliage. Cruciferous vegetables. Blah, blah, blah. Okra, beans, legumes are good for... I don't know what they say they're activating, but they say it's good for anti-inflammation.
And I was going to say it activates their almonds, but why not?
Symptoms of poor methylation. Anxiety, depression, insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, allergies.
Poor methylation?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's probably some, like, health supplement
like
idiot trying to sell something.
Yeah, it sounds like woo. Woo-woo. Like, how are you going to know what genes are turned on and off and it's, you know, and what subset of yourself
I can feel
are you concerned
it.
With?
I can feel
you
it.
You feel it.
I'll tell you which genes are on.
Bob and his worm might be able to tell you.
Excuse me?
Bob and his worm.
Bob and his worm?
Bobby Kennedy.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, geez. I wish you hadn't have brought that up.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Just went with woo-woo.
It's a real issue sometimes.
Woo-woo,
you know?
And weird things, but...
It's not an issue I would like to have. Worms in my brain.
I don't know. If my brain killed a worm from eating it, I don't know if I'd be proud or scared.
Well, I think the worm just dies because it ends its natural life cycle.
Oh, so it just got old and just said, I'm done?
Kinda, because it can't complete its life cycle in your brain.
And here I am forever.
It just dies there, right? I mean... That's kind of what toxoplasmosis does in the human.
Yeah, but...
Its life cycle is completed in cats.
Yeah, but it's tiny. It's amoeba size. Like, the worm in his brain is a little bigger than that.
Did he... I'm not sure what kind of worm he's talking about, but some worms are...
I think it was, like, nematode size. Like...
Isn't that almost, like, amoeba-sized? Almost?
I recently saw a video of a nematode infestation in a human gut, and it looked like just like 2-inch long tapeworms. Just 100 of them.
Wow, two inches long.
Yeah,
that's
just writhing around in that intestine, like woohoo, it's a party.
So yeah. Amoebas are on the order of like 100 microns.
Yeah,
like a tenth of a millimeter.
Yeah,
Nematodes are probably on the order of a millimeter to 10.
There you go. All right.
So yeah, little worm. Visible worm crawling around in your brain. Cook your pork, folks. Jeez, don't eat raw food.
And your brain's not the only thing you should worry about. Sometimes you might also get liver flukes.
Yeah.
You know? Or heartworms that decide to get into your liver. Because it's where they go.
Interesting.
It's the next easiest place to get to.
Oh, well, welcome to North Korea. They know all about these things on a daily basis.
As long as we're talking about parasites, there is one fish which is a parasite. I I can't remember the name of it.
Lamprey.
Oh, that makes two.
There you go.
There's one that's a human parasite. And unfortunately, it burrows into your private parts and lodges into your bladder or...
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'll think of the name presently, but...
Oof.
We don't need a name. We all have the nightmare now.
You must... Yep. You know, I mean, you can't not feel that going in.
I mean, when Jaws happened, nobody wanted to go in the water. Well, when we'd go swimming with my kids, I'd tell them about this fish.
Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, why not?
Knowledge is power. Oh, shit.
Have your kids gone swimming in the creeks around here?
Well, that thing's not around here.
No, it's not around here. There are leeches, though.
Yes.
South America.
They're fine.
As all parasites seem to be.
Mm, right. Well, a lot of diverse life is in the tropics. So that's one reason why you don't want to eat turkey vultures, by the way. Because they migrate to the tropics. And then when they come back...
They're loaded with parasites.
They're loaded with them.
Aye. Yeah, you see, I like the nice frozen north that has a cleansing cycle every year where we get rid of a lot of ticks and parasites and stuff.
Okay, here we go. The Condiro, a species of parasitic freshwater catfish in the family of blah, blah, blah.
It's a catfish?
Native to the Amazon, where it's found in countries of Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru. And it's alleged to invade and parasitize the human urethra and other bodily openings.
So you said it's alleged.
Parasitize.
Does that mean it's just got a bad reputation? Or, you know, alleged?
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. There's been some cases.
It gets dicey after that.
Yeah.
They can reach 7 inches in length.
Ah!
God.
But just something like that lodged in your bladder is just so...
That is so cute.
Upsetting.
Look at that cat. Listeners, we have a cat in the room, and the cat is attacking its own tail.
Way more important than this stupid radio show. Thank you.
Oh, I wanted to say about your defense against the dark arts thing.
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting away with open carrying a shotgun in New York.
Why?
Without getting bothered? Stopped every, you know, so many meters.
I got right-wing whack job friends that, like, have open carry setups. Like, really? My friends, like, my open carry is an AK.
Hmm. And they do this?
They say they do.
Well, they say they do.
I've never seen them.
I don't think so. Nobody wants to be bothered.
Just remember, you have a Second Amendment on paper until a cop decides to just shoot you for fun and then go home and get a good night's sleep.
Right. On paper.
I thought it was carry and conceal.
If you have the permit.
Like for a pistol permit, but I don't know if you can actively carry
an unloaded shotgun? Yeah, you have the right to keep and bear arms. That is the inherent basis of the Second Amendment. At least it's interpreted by conservatives.
Which is kind of like funny, because you're like, we can't have brass knuckles, but you can have the shotgun.
Yes. No brass knuckles, no large knives, no pepper spray, but you can carry a shotgun.
Hang on, wait a minute. No large knives?
Anything over 4 inches is illegal, will be confiscated.
Huh.
Did you not know that? Welcome to the ridiculous weapon laws of New York.
Ones. The small concealable ones.
Nope, those are fine.
Oh, yeah, those are fine.
As long as they're not a switchblade. But it depends on the mechanism with which you open it. Like, my Icon opens as fast as a switchblade because it's got a little lever on the end.
Mm.
As long as you don't have to press a button, I think that's what matters. You have to actually, like, flip a lever or do something like that to open the knife.
It's interesting, right?
But you can carry a shotgun.
Right.
Think about it. If you're going hunting, you get to carry a shotgun. You get to put it in your vehicle, and you get to get out, hold it in your hand, and walk off into the woods with it.
Yeah, of course.
At several points, you're on public land.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we're just talking about New York here. There are states out there where you're allowed to carry a gun right into, like, a public, like, courthouse. They're like, nope, we won't ban this anywhere. Which, Wouldn't it be like they tried to allow Congress to allow weapons on the floor, which I'm now
getting back to the days of dueling congressmen.
I kind of want it, yeah, yeah. Like I don't want Al Green to get kicked out of Congress. I want him to pull out a. Are we in the after show yet? No, if folks, if we're going to go into the after show and you want to hear what we're going to say for real, head on over to WGXC.org. In the upper left corner, you'll see a little arrow that says "Listen." Click on that button. A tab will open up. All the various options for things that you can listen to on WGXC will show up. We're at the bottom. Thingularity. Click the play button. You'll switch over the stream. You can do that right now so there's no break in continuity. Otherwise, at the top of the hour, we will roll over to the next show. And in the after show, we get rowdy.
Well, I don't know. It's a small and quiet crowd. You know, it's all the quiet members, I think.
I'll make up for the missing ones.
Yeah.
There's a little angry voice inside me always ready to come out.
Oh. Fun. Well.
Did I talk about chemtrails yet?
What do you want to say? Sure. Chemtrails.
Any person out there, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Do you or any of your friends believe in chemtrails? Not contrails, which are a thing that planes do. But chemtrails, where they think that people are actively attempting to dump chemicals into the sky to modify things.
I do.
You do?
There's records of it.
Awesome. Now, are you worried about SpaceX?
SpaceX?
Does that give you concern?
I mean, yeah, because a lot of their exhaust ends up in the atmosphere.
These ships routinely explode.
Right.
And when they do, they inject the atmosphere with tons and tons of metals and chemicals.
Yep.
And if you combine that with the Starlink regular decomposition of Starlink satellites, Elon Musk is dropping chemicals into every layer of our atmosphere on a regular basis at levels that chemtrails could never compete with. Just something to think about.
What kind of chemicals?
I actually wanted to look up a nice list and see what's in there, but you know what? It doesn't matter because we might not know what he's putting in there. He could put in something else that's not listed. So it's literally whatever he wants. It's Elon. He controls everything like a fascist Nazi, because guess what?
It's your SpaceX fuel. We'll see what kind of fuel they use.
I mean,
that's the majority of what they take up.
Kerosene.
It's kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
They're using kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they're just injecting a ton of nasty hydrocarbons and probably...
But like I said, they carry payloads and we don't... Like, they could be dropping anything they want into our atmosphere. And nobody questions it. Nobody cares. Nobody's like, ew, it's poisoning us. But random planes are...
Kerosene-based.
All right, well, that's... I mean, yeah, I get it. But that's visible.
So when it's right in your face, it's like people ignore it? Is that how this works?
I would say yes. Because, like...
Most of the jet exhaust is just water vapor, right?
Yeah, that's what a contrail is.
I mean, but I think that that's the problem. Like, it's visible. So, like, let's say global warming. Like, I can't see it. I don't know what it is. So, therefore, it's not real. Right? So it could be something like that.
But you see, the thing is, there's evidence for it. And it's like, and the evidence is starting to get in people's faces.
No, I get it. I mean, there's a very good mathematical model. There's a lot of good theory and all of that. But
I do have to say something, though. There were like half a dozen articles accompanying the L.A. wildfires saying that they were caused by climate change. They were not. They were not. The end. The study that actually was conducted to show the statistical difference between what would have normally happened and what would or could have been generated by an alteration of climate change was no statistical difference. Yes, it's possible they were instigated and made worse by climate change, but there is no study showing this. I'm always honest with you, folks. Climate change is real, but some people are using it to lie to you. Mm. Everyone sucks. Everyone lies. Kill the lawyers. Don't kill the lawyers. That's something I should be allowed
to. I think the chemtrail conspiracy is more focused on the idea that the weather is being modified.
I wish.
By the injection in the atmosphere of chemicals like silver iodide and maybe
some
bromine chemicals.
Yeah, but that's how you cloud seed. That actually works.
Well, that's why I said there's actually evidence of them doing that.
Well, that's
they do
not,
it over,
that's
like, the
not chemtrails. That's an actual weather phenomenon and experiment that works.
And that stuff eventually just rained down because the silver is, you know, binding to
sure.
in the atmosphere and thus creating clouds. Wouldn't that just like come fall out of the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's designed
and
to
poison the lake.
And poison the lake, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to nucleate, you know.
Yeah. The water,
droplets.
The water that's up there, it just makes it form drops.
Yeah.
That's all it does. And it's, what is it, silver iodide?
I imagine it's a number of chemicals. You can use iodide.
I know a lot of things do not like silver in their ecosystem.
I've heard strontium. But I don't know about that.
Learn how to make atmospheric condensers and store your water. Oh, my God.
And water filters.
There you go.
You know, that you can only benefit by doing that.
There are systems that actually are set up to, that they're like, it's like a big green park that just collects the water. The water filters through all the plants, through the soil, through a substrate, and then into a filtration system, and then into a large storage tank, like back in the day when we used to have cisterns.
Yeah.
But now we like directly filter it using biotech, which is just, you know, a lot of plants just absorbing any heavy metals or whatever that might be in the water. And then you just filter that last little stage, and that's all stored for, I think, watering and stuff. Like, this is active in places that need it, like California.
Well, we're slowly turning into plastic. I mean, they found plastic, microplastic in children's brains, and, you know, it's like...
Reminder, every testicle on this planet has plastic in it.
Every brain on this planet has plastic in it.
It was a spoon's worth?
Yeah, but which one scares you more?
Depending on how old you are, enough to make a little plastic spoon. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Now?
About 7 grams, I think they say.
My question is that bad?
Probably.
But do we have any proof that that's bad?
I would say
or good?
It doesn't help.
How do you know?
In terms of people...
How do we know this isn't making kids smarter?
In terms of people's average
test scores, argue.
I know.
Test scores.
Yeah,
are,
I mean,
maybe it's the only thing keeping us afloat.
Maybe.
What a horrible thought.
The plastic. It's
the plastic is making up for all the lead we ate.
Hey, I will say that what is it? The Catskill Solar System ranked 65th out of some 600 and something schools for the Regents exams.
Hey, that's not
well,
bad.
There you go. Some wins.
And the plastic content.
No idea. No corollary. Just
nothing but plastic. These
no
kids
data.
Are like 35% plastic.
I was trying to make people happy.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's to the point where everybody on the planet pretty much has the same amount, city or country.
Yeah.
Unless you live really close to, guess what?
Recycling plant.
A plastics recycling plant.
Yeah, and I bet you got a lot bunch of extra. I bet you float real easy in the water. Hey, do we even need to embalm people anymore? We should be naturally preserved. No. Okay.
I've had things in plastic rot, so... Nah. Yeah. Recycling plastic. It's
don't
actually
do it.
Not good.
Don't do it.
Amazing, isn't it? They lied to us about recycling plastic.
They lied to us about a lot of that. Recycle your metals, recycle your glass... Those make sense. Those are easily, like, reconfigured without a whole lot of energy. Do not recycle paper. Do not recycle plastic.
Not paper? Why not paper?
Same deal. A lot of chemicals go into it. You're basically, like, dumping chemicals into the environment that wouldn't be there if you were just processing. If you would just let the trees do it for us, it'd be a lot cleaner.
So you're just saying compost.
Ron White once sued.
Interesting.
Or got sued by a paper plant. Because he would do a bit on how disgusting it smelled. He's like, this place would make you want to smear feces on your face just to smell better, okay, when you walk by this thing.
Wow.
You can't walk by it without throwing up your lunch. And he's like, I don't know what's happening. Trees don't stink. Paper doesn't stink. You're doing something in the middle.